I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is the Friends with Friends podcast, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend Jason. And Vanessa.
Hi, everyone.
So this is big pivotal two episodes. So this is the 96th episode, the one with Ross's wedding, part one, which premiered May 7th, 1998, with 31.6 million viewers. 31.6, that is so much. And so it was a nice bump in the ratings too.
Yeah, for sure. And just to show you how that I am really one of the friends, this is 2 days before my 28th birthday.
Oh, there you go.
You're right in there. You could be their friend. And you probably were in another lifetime.
That's so true. So Vanessa, why don't you give us this kind of a quick plot overview, but you wanted to let us know what happens.
Yeah. So all the friends, except for Phoebe and Rachel, head to London for Ross and Emily's wedding. Period.
Yeah. That's it. So this is a big episode because this is the first time that Friends cast actually went and shot somewhere. So they actually flew to London to do this. And so because, you know, even though the show is about New York City, they film in LA, you know, and all their outside shots are all on studio lot. So I thought that was really cool to actually do that, you know, to go there and film there.
Yeah, so one point I want to bring up that I found out was during the summer of 1997, the producers were contacted by Channel 4. They were the channel to run Friends in London. And they said, hey, why don't you guys come film an episode in London? So the producer, Greg Malins, was quoted saying, we had to come up with a storyline that would cause all the Friends to go to London. And that ended up being Ross getting married because they would all have to go to this wedding.
I didn't know that. And maybe is that why? So I feel like it's very popular in Britain.
Yes, remember Naftali Arden and our Instagram friend videos. Yeah, our Instagram friend's best. Yeah, and he's British. So yeah, I do feel like it's very popular there.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Good information there, V.
Yeah. But also too, so when this episode specifically aired in the UK, it wasn't received that great. There was a lot of criticism focused on how there was a lot of one-dimensional portrayal of the British and the Britain. So it's kind of funny how, you know, they said, hey, come film it. It's going to be a great episode. But then when people saw it, they were like, ooh, just not my fave.
But I like that they actually have these cool cameos as part of the episode. So we have Richard Branson, who we know is the Virgin Airlines. He founded Virgin Airlines. And then we have Fergie, you know, Duchess of York, and she was married to Prince Andrew, and she has two kids, Beatrice and Eugenie. And they were actually friends, or they're actually fans of Friends. So then she was like, oh, okay, then I'll be part of the show. And she was actually really nervous when she met Joey in the episode. So we have these two big cameos from a royal, which is really cool, and from the guy who invented Virgin.
Yeah, so let's start off as like us being the friends going to London. So we see tourist Joey super excited to hop across the pond to go to London. Okay. And Chandler, who's just more subdued, like, no biggie, I'm in London.
Yeah. London, baby.
How would you guys act? Would you be more of a Joey or a Chandler?
I mean, the first time I went to London, I was excited to go. It's, you know, it's an amazing city, so it's fun to be there. Mm-hmm. It's a great city. Have you been?
I have never been. I only went for a layover, but it's on my to-go list.
Yeah, so the first time I went to London was a layover as well when I was moving to Madrid. But then I got the amazing opportunity with KTLA to go to London to do the Fast and Furious junket. And that was the last movie that Paul Walker was in. And that he was like actually, and not just like partially when they did it on the next one. So actually I was the last person from KTLA to interview Paul Walker, and it was in London. Oh. And we stayed at the hotel that the cast was staying in. I mean, and they put us up in this 5-star hotel, and it was right by Trafalgar Square, and it was just an amazing city, and it's one of my favorites of all time because I was there by myself. And then my friend Liz worked for E! News, Liz Fernandez at that time. So then we met up whenever she had free time as well. And it was like a wonderful time with her. So it's a good memory with her as well. But I will say London did get me sick from a meal that I had at a hotel, not the hotel, staying in another one. So I had food poisoning in London too. So I hold it close to my heart because of that, but also because I love the city. So when I wasn't in the hotel room, throwing up with food poisoning, I was out enjoying the city.
That's funny. I mean, because it's, I can only imagine you being really excited, minus the time you got sick, because I can imagine you just like Joey with his camera in his hand, with his map that he has to use to figure out where to get around, going to Westminster Abbey, you know, him getting excited and Chandler just not really caring for the whole experience. You know, even you buying a hat from one of the stands you see, just like Joey did.
Yeah. I was totally excited. I loved it. I love the vibe there. I mean, it's so amazing. I loved it there.
Oh, go on, Jason.
I was going to say the whole Richard Branson cameo as the you know, the tourist peddler, you know, peddler of gear is pretty funny, since you know he's a big time CEO of Virgin, and you know, this kind of playboy image, and then for him to play this kind of, I'm like, I wonder how they pitched that to him. But I think it's actually Virgin, because in the next episode, you see they put a Virgin plane in it.
They probably all flew Virgin. Like, I wouldn't doubt it.
That's what I read, and I was trying to find, because I was looking up to see how that happened. I read online that they actually, all the crew was flew Virgin, you know, and then to put like that 2 second shot in the next episode. So I read that, was kind of like, oh, let me be a cameo and then, you know, use that. But I wasn't sure where that was credited to like an interview that he said or something like that. But I mean, I thought it was cool. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't know who he was at first. And then I was like, oh, wait, isn't that one guy? You know, it wasn't until late that I realized that who he was. But I knew Fergie was because, you know, she's the Duchess of York and she's a royal. And that was a big thing. So when she cameoed on here also, because there was a big, like, nobody likes Fergie because she was getting divorced from Prince Andrew. And wasn't there like a big thing with like people hating on her?
Yeah, like, but still, it's a big get.
Yeah. And so I think this was like a welcomed kind of cameo to like kind of up her image, wasn't it? To like, oh, look, I'm fun. I'm in Friends, you know?
I mean, the only kind of weird thing about this is, I mean, it's been, Diana died in August of 97, and this is May of 98, so it really hasn't even been that long since Diana died. Mm. That part's a little weird, but other than that, interesting.
I actually missed that cameo. I saw all the other ones, but I missed that specific cameo.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't go back to kind of look for it. I just kept going.
It was super quick. Yeah.
Because she's playing herself. That's what's really funny about it.
Yeah, and I read that Joey, Matt LeBlanc had to actually like help her out with the nerves and stuff, because she makes a cameo, you see it on the screen of his video, and so it's not really like a full screen moment, it's just like Joey showing Chandler after, you know, Joey and Chandler fight because he's being too much of a tourist, he comes back to the hotel, shows them that he had, you know, he met Fergie, but he never finishes how he got her. Like, he's all outside of Buckingham Palace, and then that's all he said. And I was like, you never finished the story. How did you get her?
One thing, since you're talking about Joey, one thing that I really loved in this part with his storyline was how he's starting to miss home, and he calls Phoebe to check in on the chick and the duck to see how they're doing.
So cute.
I thought that was really cute. And Phoebe says, you know, Aunt Rachel isn't doing much.
Yeah. And then the whole thing too is like, there's getting ready for the wedding. And so like, Emily is worried about everything. So she's kind of in that frantic bride mode. So the church that they're getting ready at is already demolished. And so they, you know, decide to have it there anyways. And Ross, you know, got in trouble with Emily over it and stuff because he was like, you know, let's find somewhere else to do it. And then, oh, Monica said postpone it. And then, you know, they decide to do it there. So you still have the tourist storyline, but then you have them getting ready for the wedding storyline. Then you have the whole Rachel storyline. So there's your three threads.
Yeah. So, I mean, going back to the wedding freaking out part, I sympathize with Emily because my venue was outdoors. And so it's been, you know, I thankfully we had our wedding, no problem. But after that, you know, there was reports, you know, Silverado Canyon fires. So I just think about all those brides who have their wedding scheduled there when it's fire season and the possibility of them not having a venue. So I'm thinking about them, you know, and it'll be okay. And especially with COVID now, like a lot of canceling weddings that's happening. Just imagine all the planning, like all the coordination that you have to do. So I sympathize with Emily. And I think, you know, Monica bringing up the problem, suggesting the salmon over the chicken because of salmonella and it's much healthier, you know, that's a small thing, but it's something that does trigger your mind when you are planning your wedding, like chicken or dinner, you know, how many courses should you have? How many entrees should you offer? Like it all crosses your mind.
Yeah.
How the two that Monica essentially slapped Ross upside the head and said, wake up. She's been dreaming about this day since she was 5 years old. So yeah, I'm sure. So it was a reality check for Ross and he, you know, realize what he was doing and the impact that he was having and why there are bridezillas.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, some are pretty bad. I don't think I was that bad, but I don't know.
I mean, we'll think about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure we put on girls and young women.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I have been, like I said, I'm like Katherine Heigl in 27 dresses. This is why I'm going to have a small wedding whenever that happens, because I don't want to deal with all this.
There's also a lot of, you know, there could be a lot of pressure from family to say, oh, you need to have a big wedding. So it's different, you know,
it depends on your situation. Yeah. And it's a lot for, you know, the whole family to go over to London. And that's why Ross was upset with Monica's suggestion. And so, you know, it's like everybody's there already. Let's have it. And so, and it's sweet the way that they end it is like him getting the like lighting up the whole church and moving the gravel and, you know, imagine the wedding still there. So it does happen. But let's take a break and then we'll come back and talk about Rachel and what she finally decides to do.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, and we're back. So the last part of this episode, so you got the friends all in London, Joey's having a great time, Ross and Emily are figuring out their wedding plans with, you know, the shambled church. But Rachel, she said she wasn't going to go, and then she decides to go. Oh, my girl.
My goodness, Rachel.
I know. And the whole thing was, is just like she is trying to get her mind off of it. Like when she was saying bye to Ross, they kind of left it like, no, I want you to be there. And they kind of just left it, you know, and she's upset about that. And what's funny is like Rachel was talking to Phoebe and then Phoebe makes her realize, oh, she's still in love with Ross. And it's like, everybody knew, but she didn't know.
Yeah. And Rachel's getting mad at Phoebe because nobody told her.
So we thought you did.
You can't, no, it's too late.
Yeah, so
do you think she should have gone or not?
Yeah, and Rachel shops, as every girl should do. She shops to get over the pain she's going through.
No, so then, I think it's too late. I totally think it's too late.
I mean, it's true, but when you're like a hopeless romantic, there's always that possibility of trying. So I think, I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, I think Phoebe tried to help her realize too, like with the whole, like looking at the photos of Ross and she said, oh, get me chocolate and water. The chocolate and water are for me, the photos of Ross, you know, we're going to do some little thing. So Phoebe shows her the pictures of Ross and she has to think about bad qualities. And before Rachel can start naming bad qualities, Phoebe says, you know, just so you know, I love everything about Ross. I think he's such a great guy. So it's almost like Phoebe, like 80% doesn't want her to go, but 20% says, okay, you should keep trying for him.
And she does. She does. Yeah. She goes, she runs off.
It was aversion therapy that they tried. So
there you go.
So yeah, in the end, like you said, Jackie, Rachel says, it's not over until someone says I do. And so that's when, you know?
Yeah.
It ends.
Yeah.
Oh, Phoebe. Oh, Rachel. Rachel.
I know. It just.
Part of you think she just wants what she can't have. She's kind of a dude.
Yes, because she's so like easily able to get everything she wants because that's kind of been her way of life, you know, and how she's been brought up. And that's, and she's grown a lot since, you know, season one. But I do think, yeah. But again, it wouldn't be Friends, like, big finale night without something, you know, something happening to escalate to this. So now, you know, is Rachel going to get there on time? That's the question for, you know, the next episode. So, but I mean, the whole, I say it's too late, but then it's the saga of Ross and Rachel. That's Friends. That's the whole thing. So maybe, you know, it isn't. So we'll see what happens in the next episode.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
London, baby. That was my favorite line. Oh, I love that. I love Joey. That's just his whole persona. London, baby. That's how I would be. Like, I love trips. I love traveling. I'm like, yeah, Madrid, baby. Like, I just get so excited, you know. So
very quickly. Do you get homesick very quickly?
No, because I haven't been home, like, well, I've moved out of my parents' house when I was 20, and so it's been 15 years. But as far as, like, my home, my apartment, maybe my bed, I mean, I did that. But no, I don't get homesick.
I don't really get homesick. I mean, I guess it depends where I am because I like to go visit my family in Mexico, but it depends when you go. If it's really hot in the summer, sometimes there's no air conditioning, so it's hard to get used to. But also, you just have to forget about that and realize that you're with your family. You know, if in a very luxurious, like, you know, great place, like I went to Greece, I was definitely not homesick.
Not homesick there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Jason?
3 days. Yeah, no.
Well, I like to travel, but it's, you know, after a while, after a couple of weeks, I get ready to come back. I'm ready to come home.
Yeah. There's no place like home.
No place like home.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, Rachel's taking off to London, so we'll see how it goes. It completely ends right there. So in the next episode, she makes it to London, and Emily and Ross say their I do's, or do they? So it could all change with one word.
Big season finale. Big season finale. Big changes.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It's going to be a change of the whole series. In the next
episode.
We'll talk all about that next time.
Yeah. So if you like this episode, subscribe, download, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And follow us on Instagram, Friends with Friends Podcast. Always something fun there.
Bye.
Bye.